Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So you're like, are you like daddy? Like,
I never called him daddy in
Dear
my
Zaddy.
Life. Ew. Gross. I guess I kind of like when he calls me mommy.
Yeah. Of course you do.
But it's not like to your kids. Like, oh, mommy
right.
will clean that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
you need like,
no, it's mommy.
Mommy's looking good. Yeah,
I'm baby. You're mommy.
Not today.
So this is a very special episode. We are recording in YMH Studios, which is my favorite podcast to watch. And the guest today is the host of my favorite podcast to listen to.
Thank you.
Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, Matt McCusker.
Thank
everybody.
You guys.
Woohoo!
Thank you guys for having me, man. I was pumped.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Your last name is like all of my friends' girlfriend's first name. Where like I know it. But when it's time to say it, I get nervous.
Dude, for a second, I was like, your friend's girlfriends are named McCusker? Yeah. I was like, that's crazy.
No, it's like right as I'm like, hey, I'm like, that's not it. Like,
yeah.
Like
well,
I guess the full.
I don't care either, but it's either like McCuster. People, it's McCusker. Everyone always says McCuskler, McCuster. It's my whole life. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, say it right. It's a challenging name to say. It's McCusker.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a tongue tire twister.
It is a tongue twister, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a tongue twister.
Anybody ever call you Triple C?
I never got Triple C.
Triple
no.
C's a good.
Triple C.
I get Cusk. I'll get Cusk.
Cusk is good.
Cusk
yeah,
is good.
That's
yeah.
a little close to Cuck.
True.
I can't.
Matt McCuckster, I've gotten a lot.
Yeah, you gotta shut that down.
I let it ride. I can't let him know. If I'm like, stop that right now, then that's all here for the rest of my
right,
life.
Right, exactly.
I don't care to be called a cuckold.
Yeah.
I celebrate that.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I love
it.
That idea.
I actually changed my last name to this. So sometimes on the show, we do something called Memory Lane.
Okay.
We've been best friends for like 25 years, and we'll show a photo of us. The boys will just find it. They'll show a photo of us from back in the day, and then it takes us a trip down memory lane of like, oh, shit, that's when this happened. And I have a special one for you. I have a few
ooh,
special ones just for you. Yeah, here we
Robin
go.
Robin always brings
number
good
one.
Surprises.
The first one?
Oh, that's me. I think in my soft hop.
That's you, bro.
In your what?
I think I was at like a soft hop, like
a
formal
hop?
Dance. I think.
Oh, or that sophomore?
Was, soft, yeah, sophomore.
Okay.
I thought
you said a sock
from.
Hop at first. I was like,
I thought
you look
soft
way
hop
too
was
young
called
to be living
hop.
In the 60s.
No. I thought it was called a soft hop, unless I've just mistaken a soft hop.
I love that.
That,
wow.
I think that was at a formal dance that I was very drunk for in high school.
Hell
you look
yeah.
a little sauced,
yeah.
for sure.
I think my parents went away one time. They had a, my mom, it was called my Auntie Eileen. She was my mom's aunt from Ireland. And my parents would go away and leave me with this lady sometimes. And like, and I was like one of six kids, but I think for some reason my older brothers were college. It was just me. They took the younger kids. And she was like a servant. She like would work for the DuPonts and stuff. And that's what she did. So when she would come to watch me, she would just act like she was literally a servant. She would just clean up, and like I would just drink beers in front of her. So I'd be like, ha, she didn't care if she was from Ireland.
Yeah.
I just like, I drank like 14 beers and I think went to a dance. If
yeah.
that is the thing I'm thinking of.
How old are you there?
I don't know. I think
what
I was
sophomore in high school.
You look like 15.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, I had braces. I can date myself on my, I can carbon date myself on my braces. I was in, that's freshman year. That was not the time I got drunk and went to a dance. That was freshman year. Or eighth grade, one or the other.
You're killing
wow.
it with the tie. You're making it
yeah.
your own, you know?
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, like an American Idol, and they're like, you made that song your own. You
it's
made
also
that tie
the,
your own, brother.
It's also just that grain of that tie, like the photos. They all
yeah.
have that like sort of weird graininess to it, you know? There's no clear photos from that time.
Is that the whole picture? Because I feel like if I could see more.
Did you probably
that's
other
what I
people?
Got. What about, how old were you for the Compound Word Super Bowl? You remember the Compound Word Super Bowl?
What do you mean?
Go to the next, that's you right
oh,
there, buddy.
Oh, bro, is that me in the fucking,
that's you right there, buddy.
Oh, where did you get this from?
I'm deep,
I need
bro.
To know what
I'm
was
deep.
Going on between you and that girl.
If you think
what
you're sitting,
is the history between that look between you two?
If you think you're sitting across from a guy who hasn't partied in Glen Mills, you're mistaken, buddy. I'm serious.
We got a
you.
Champion
I got roots.
Speller.
So
I got
you
roots
know Glen Mills.
When I, how I got these was my friends. When I was like the ages of 16 to 18, when I didn't have my own apartment, one of my best friends was in college, and she lived in this place that was basically like a dorm. It was like a big building that turned into a dorm because all these college kids lived there. And the guys that she was friends with was an apartment of just all Philly dudes. And they are, that's it, my friend's sister up there in the top right.
Oh, really?
You know the Jenkinses, then.
Those are
my bad.
Yeah. No, you can see them. Yeah, Dan Jenkins is my boy.
Rule, dude. I love the Jenkinses.
Dan Jenkins, one of the funniest, one of the hardest I've ever laughed in my life. He's hilarious, but so we were at a bar, and it was really dark, and we got like a tray of shots, and it was hanging off of the table, but it was black like the table, and his other sister thought that it was part of the table, so she went to lean on it. She fell so fast, but as she fell, the tray got hit, and it flung all the shots across the bar, and they like slammed into a wall and all broke. So in a split second, it went from like totally normal chill to just complete chaos. And we laughed for 30 minutes.
Oh, it's so funny.
But yeah, shout out to the Jenkins. They provided I think we have one more.
I was a nasty speller. I still am. That was my strong suit in grade school.
Wow.
That one, you're throwing up gang signs in that one.
Yeah, man, I've always been down.
That's
my boy Phil right there. It's my cousin Pat, Mike Del G, Chris Brown. I believe that might be Maddie McLaughlin, top left. I can't really see.
So Dan told me, I think he said there were 5 McCuskers in one grade, and they were all the teacher's worst nightmare.
So, no, we don't. It was 2 per grade. So I'm one of 6 kids in my family. So my dad's one of 10 kids.
Wow.
So him and his brother moved to this, like, plot of land out in Delaware County. It was rural at the time. There's no houses out there. They moved out there and bought a plot of land, both built houses on it. I'm one of 6. My cousins were one of 10 as well. So we had like 16 kids on this compound growing up.
Wow.
And so everyone had a corresponding cousin. Like, I'm Matt. That's my cousin Pat. He was from across the driveway. There was like Tom and Steve, Kevin and Jack, Kathleen, Eileen. We all had like a corresponding cousin. So we'd all be in classes together. And we were in like a 23-person Catholic grade school in terms of like grade size.
Right.
Like 23 per grade size. Right. So it'd be me and like my brother and his cousin would be in the grade before us 4 years before Mayhem. And then we would have that same teacher, and they'd be like, I have my eye on you guys, and we'd be terrible, and it just kind of kept.
What a way to grow up, though.
Yeah,
that must have been awesome.
The first day, they would, and as soon as they did that, I'd be like, all right, well, then it's war then. And I'd be like, I'm going to be as bad as I possibly can be. And the teachers who were sweet to me, I was always so sweet, I wouldn't do anything bad. But as soon as they were, like, adversarial, I'd be like, all right, we'll see. See how you feel about a battery thrown at the chalkboard as fast as I can and turn around.
Dan threw a party up in Glen Mills every year called the Hootin' Danny, and that was my time in Glen Mills.
Really?
I went up there to fucking party there, and yeah, I was some of the hardest with those guys in New York City was some of the hardest I've ever. All we did was smoke weed, play video games, and drink.
Exactly.
And it was the best.
That
ever.
Was a playbook, yeah.
Every single day. I don't know how they were in college. I don't know how they ever did any work. Like, I left school quit in fucking high school, but I don't know how they were ever got anything done.
Because we were training since we were like all like 13. We all have been smoking weed since we were like 13 years old.
Yeah. But I don't know where they're like, I never saw a book.
No.
I never saw anything. It was just fucking, dude, you know what I wanted an update on? You talked about you did Molly with your wife.
Yes.
And like it changed.
I can't recommend it enough. It's not like a cure all. The first like, it was kind of crazy because like the 2 weeks after, I'm like, I guess we don't argue anymore. That's been a welcome response. And then that goes away. That goes away. But yeah, I swear to God, I think it's the best thing people can, especially couples, can do together. It's amazing.
We didn't do Molly, but my husband and I did a plant medicine journey together.
That's awesome.
And that was very similar in that it's, and then, yeah. And we've done like check-ins over time.
Yeah.
Because yes, it wears off after a while, but it like, it just reminds you of like why you love each other and all the bullshit kind of gets out of the way. So yeah, I get that.
Oh, it was amazing. We like got a hotel room. Cause my brother was the one who told me to do it. He's like, you got to try this. And I'm like,
that's the best.
Yeah. I was kind of like, I don't know, man. And like,
by the way, we don't advise anyone doing drugs or, whatever. We're not doctors. No. Check with your doctor, whatever
you're
supposed
doctor,
to say.
Run tests, make sure there's not fentanyl and all that stuff. But like, yeah, we did it. And it was like, it really does. Cause we were like, you know, we have kids, we love each other, but you just start like getting into like this power battle especially in the initial relationship. And we're both really stubborn. So it's like, you're just in this power battle and like the defenses drop. And you're able to just be like, oh, I love it. And it is like an intoxicated state, but that's your real feelings. You're not like lying about it.
No.
Totally. So you're able to like let it drop away. And we were just like coiled around each other in a hotel room for like 5 hours. And like, I'm so sorry. I'm such an asshole to you. I don't mean to be. She's like, well, I just control. So we're really going back and forth. And yeah, it just, it allows you to check in. And it's also nice where you go, all right, we at least have like some form of escape hatch on this thing. So it's not like a terror dome all the time.
Yeah.
Like, we, if push comes to shove, but you know, if a year or two later, we can reset the clock, check back in with each other. I think it's an indispensable tool for any long-term relationship.
100%. Well, it takes the ego, like you were saying, it just takes your ego out of the room. And it's very hard to do that in when you're sober.
It's impossible.
And like, yeah, it's literally impossible. So when that happens, you're just able to see and appreciate a person for just who they are. And there's no judgments and you can hear them. And yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was. I would highly recommend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do something all the time, which is something that I fucking want to learn how to do, which is like you'll say something and somebody will say like the opposite or something that could be combative. And you're just like, true. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I need, every time I hear it, I'm like, Rob, that's what you got to do. You know, you have to put something in your life because so if I say like, you know, this is the best water and someone's like, no, that is, I'm like, here we go. You know, it's like how I grew up in my fucking household where we're like, ding, 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 like just popping off. Or it's like, just be, yeah, true. Like that's, it makes life so much easier.
It does.
Or I am able to be like, yeah, I could see that, you know, if I'm fully like convicted, I'll just be like, all right, you know,
yeah,
do your thing. But yeah, I've gotten better at not being like, yeah, just like personally attacked.
It used to
take
me 3 hours.
Then the water's an extension
hours.
Of you, and you're like, no, it's the best. I'm the best.
Yeah. You go back to like something that happened when you were 9. Yeah, you're like, yeah, you're wrong. I'm right. Your whole body's tense. It's like, I'm like, oh, I did it again.
Yeah.
I'm down this fucking path. I don't want to be down.
It's the whole world of people is just locked into that mode, where it's just like you can't be. Human beings, human organisms aren't designed to be perceived as second best in any regard. It's a threat to your, it's a threat
survival,
to you.
Right?
It is, because if you're second best in nature, you're dead.
Right.
So you're here and someone like pulls up in like a car that's like 1 year newer, and some people will get like, and everyone has their version of that where like they're being like, and it's, you know, it's unfortunate. It's why we kill each other.
Well, that's something
that's
why
we bomb each other and kill each other.
I always say to my friends who like love new shit, I'm like, you got to realize like, the car didn't change. You changed. You know what I mean? Like, you got that car 3 years ago and you loved it more than anything. It's been 3 years and now you don't give a fuck about it. Mm. Like, you know, I'm like, it's the same car. Like, you change. You know what I mean? Well, they'll be like, oh, that car's a piece of shit. Or like, I remember moving into a building, and when I first moved in, I was like, this place is so nice.
Yeah.
And then a year later, like, I'd walk in with somebody and they'd be like, this is so nice. I'm like, this fucking building sucks. Like, you know, but that's like, you change.
They say they study this and it's EEG habituation. Like, your brain waves will spike for something novel. And then over time, they just go like, meh, and it's not. So they say like monks and advanced meditators can keep those like novel brainwave patterns going, just looking at like the same tree for like 20 years.
Yeah. When I went to India and I was in an ashram for 11 days and all we did was meditate. Mm. And it's the way I looked at everything was completely different. I cannot imagine if I had kept it up, like who I would be, but it's like, it does. When I get a little disciplined about it, your perception changes greatly.
Yeah, it's awesome. I always fall out of it too. I'm always like, I'm gonna start doing it every day. I'm gonna wake up at 5 a.m, meditate for an, and it's just like, I wake up at 7:30. I'm like, gosh, God damn it. I should have set an alarm.
I'm like 1,600 days in a row. Really? That I've
meditating.
No,
I'm like, hell yeah.
I'm not.
You're 1,600 days in a row.
I got a streak of not meditating. Yeah,
like, that's amazing.
I'm crushing it. Yeah.
So you're saying, how long do you do it for?
So I don't get bored with it, I have totally like different stuff. Like, we have this thing called a brain tap, which is like this thing that you comes with like these goggles and these ear things, which like, who knows if it works or whatever, but it feels like it does.
It does.
And they have these amazing meditations. So some of those are like 20 minutes. Sometimes I'll just set a timer for 12 minutes, 15 minutes, close my eyes, like get there. So I'm always trying to switch it up. And then like, I love the waking up app before Sam Harris fucking jumped off.
What's the brain tap do? Is it like a...
So there's an app with hundreds and hundreds of different meditations, and they have breath work and different things like that. But it has, like you said, the headphones and then the goggles, and it has some light in it as well. I mean, your eyes are closed, but the technology is like the light and the sound can get to certain brain waves. Like, there's ones that are just music, and it'll say like theta, alpha, delta.
Yeah, that's real. It's a brainwave driving. You can induce like theta, beta, alpha.
Yeah.
And basically his delta. Like, most of the ones that I listen to are him trying to activate your parasympathetic nervous system.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So he's just trying to get you to fuck it. Because I'm always like, I'm laying in bed like just fucking
amped up.
Yeah, just amped. I'm like, yo, you gotta fucking chill.
Yeah.
And these things like, they're really fucking...
That's awesome, man. I had a thing one time. It was like, what was it called? Like neurofeedback, where it would like... It was the same thing. It had like a headband and it would detect when you were in like an alpha state, and it would play like a bird chirping. And as soon as you left the noise would go off. So it would like train you.
Wow.
To, like, when you're in that state, to stay in there.
What's the state you're in, you think, when you're on stage?
panic mode. No, yeah. it's probably beta is the one where you're like intensely thinking. Alpha is like relaxed and open. Beta is like intense problem solving.
Right, right.
Theta is kind of like creative and dreaming.
Yeah.
Delta sleep.
Smoking cannabis doesn't have to hurt. Upgrade to a freeze pipe today and experience smoother clouds without the throat burn, chest pain, or coughing attacks. Freeze Pipe makes a unique line of freezable pipes, bubblers, bongs, and more that cool smoke by over 300 degrees. Every piece is made of thick glass and creates clouds so cold you'll check if the bowl is even lit. The secret is freezable glycerin chambers that come on every piece. Pop one of these chambers in the freezer for 1 hour, and as smoke passes through, it's instantly chilled for a relaxing experience without the afterburn or coughing. I have my freeze pipe out for guests that choose to enjoy, and let me tell you, they are very happy. American-owned, and with over 100,000 happy customers, Freeze Pipe is your solution to smoke like royalty without paying a king's ransom. Shop now at thefreezepipe.com and use code NOTTODAY for 10% off your entire order. That's thefreezepipe.com and code NOTTODAY for 10% off. Order today to get free shipping and say goodbye to harsh smoke forever. If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. The amount of subscriptions that I had for things that I've signed my children up for that I thought were like ABC learning games that they've clearly outgrown, Rocket Money has reminded me of all the things that I was wasting my money on. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/not today. That's rocketmoney.com/not today. rocketmoney.com/not today. Yeah.
You guys are both married. I wanted to ask both of you, do you know The Immaculate Room, that movie?
No.
There's a movie where two people are offered $5 million to be in like a plain white room with their spouse for 50 days.
Mm-hmm.
You think you guys, how long do you think you guys would last?
I could do it.
I could do it.
Because they say because it's a plain white room, you start going crazy.
But I can't do anything else. You can just talk to them.
It's just, well, no, you could do whatever you want, but you can't, you have nothing. Like it's just
there's
like
no
a,
TV.
There's a bed, there's a bathroom, and it's all white.
50 days.
50 days. Well, I don't know if I can do that with anybody for 50 days.
I was
going
to say, I'd go nuts. Maybe, not even by myself.
If I could do it with anybody,
this is just
it would
a question designed
husband.
To get people in trouble with their significant other.
Well, just do Molly and make it better.
Yeah.
You got the fucking out.
But no, I would absolutely, we would fight. We would fight immediately.
Oh, of course.
I'd love to be like, totally do this, lay in bed with her. Then my kids would be knocking on the door and I'd be like, go away. Yeah. I'm doing the 50-day white room challenge. Get out of here.
Figure it out.
Like, it's my birthday. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, I wouldn't want to do that. That would drive me fucking crazy.
I think if I could do it with anyone, it would be my husband, though. Because he accepts all my colors and all my moods.
Yeah.
And I just know that I could be all of the versions of me that I need to be while I'm getting through those 50 days.
Yeah. I would do it with my mom. Just me and my mom in the room for 50 days.
No, you know who you do it with? That servant aunt you got. And she'll just be fine.
Auntie Eileen.
Auntie Eileen. We all could do it with Auntie Eileen,
dude,
it sounds like.
She was the best. I took her one time to, I told her when she was watching me, I was playing rugby. I must have been a junior or senior in high school. And I was like, my parents left me money, like, take your aunt out to eat. I was like, for sure. So I got done at a rugby game and I got like super high with I got super stoned with my friends. And I was like, oh shit, I'm supposed to take Auntie Eileen out to the Outback Steakhouse. So I came back, I could like barely function. And I was like, all right, Auntie Eileen, we're hitting the town, let's go. So I took her out to the Outback Steakhouse. I could like barely see. And we had a nice time, though.
Of course you did. You had a Bloomin' Onion. Nice
Bloomin' Onion. Yeah, we ate. Like her and the waitress couldn't understand each other, so I had to sit there and like translate. But it was a very special memory for me.
I'm sure she appreciated and loved it. It was probably one of her favorite nights.
She did. She never stopped talking about it. She would tell my mom, like, it was such a beautiful dinner. We had such a good time.
Aww.
It's just a Bloomin' Onion. I was back when girls could appreciate a gift, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Blooming onion. Simple times.
Unlimited soft drinks.
TikTok ruined that. The car with the bow on it for like every influencer's girlfriend. And now it's like, oh yeah, you got me, you know, you got me a
Oh my God. See,
cup.
This is, I'm the opposite. My husband and I don't, he gets cards, gifts for me. I don't, it's, I thank you, but I don't get any, I'm like not
You're
a celebrator
tough,
of stuff. Like it's fine. We're good. Like,
true.
Yeah.
But
I get in trouble
for it.
Not.
She falls for it every year. Where it's like, we're not going to get each other anything. And then he gets her something.
And I don't
she's
get
like,
anything.
Every year though. Yeah, I don't know. It's a little suspicious.
I'm going to get him a Valentine's card. I'm going to okay. do it this year.
He'll
I'm going to do
he'll
it.
He'll be pumped.
He will be.
We should make
he'll be
him,
shocked.
If you could make the perfect saying inside of a Valentine's Day card for your husband, what would it say?
Because
that's the thing. I could never
he
find
likes,
a card.
No, he likes a long written.
Really?
Yeah. He likes
if I gave
me,
him a book, he wouldn't read one page. Bastard.
What book
oh,
was it?
He's terrible. And it was a tiny
the
book.
The Gift of Imperfection.
It's a nice book.
He can't read. He can't. His yeah, ADD is like all over the place. But if I wrote him, like that's what he wants, me to write
Ooh,
him a long
yeah,
card.
Nice.
Oh, he wants you write a long thing from Hallmark
from me.
And then from you?
No, not Hallmark. Me.
Blank
he
card.
Wants, yes.
A blank card.
Yes.
Oh wow.
And the message. Yes. That'd be nice, yeah.
So you're like
yeah.
are you like daddy, you're the best like
I never called him daddy in
Dear
my
Zaddy.
Life. Ew. Gross.
Listen, I find that weird, but then one out of every like 30 relationships, all of a sudden it just works. Like, I know it's weird, but, like, I've dated three girls
about.
In my life where, like, it's like... It's
they
like,
called
on,
you
daddy?
Daddy?
Yeah.
And
like,
you liked
and
it.
And it works.
What does like, it do? It gives you a little boner.
Wait, why?
It does. Like, it just, like, gives you that little, like, ooh.
Sometimes you got to put the work boots on for the girl, you know? You got to right. be daddy. You yeah, have to. Yeah. Sometimes you have to be daddy.
Should I call Cutter daddy one day and just see what he does?
Put it in the card.
Bro,
no, it'll ruin the moment.
Call daddy, see what he does.
Yeah, you I'm finally got to. Him a card, and it's like, dear daddy.
No guy truly hates it. A lot of guys are like, oh, you're weirding me out. No guy hates
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for
guy,
sure.
Every guy wants to be daddy.
Because sure. then when he's banging you later, he'll be like, damn, she called me daddy in that shit.
I guess I kind of like when he calls me mommy.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
But it's not like to your kids, like, oh, mommy
right.
will clean that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
you need, like,
no, it's mommy.
Mommy's looking good.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm baby. You're a mommy.
I am
Ew.
Baby.
Ew.
Dude, one thing you said on your podcast that like probably rang the most true to me where I was like, oh my God, nobody ever, the natural deodorant makes people smell like aliens.
It
when
does,
you said
dude.
That, I was
it
like,
does.
Oh my God, I can't.
That's what probably what aliens smell like, right?
You smell crazy. If I wear natural deodorant, I smell insane.
It's not a human smell.
It's not.
When you said, because like I remember laying in bed one time and I was like, I'm like, what is this fucking smell? Like, and I could, it was driving me insane. And I finally realized it was that deodorant. But I was like, that smell is nowhere else in the world.
I've never, yeah, I got all into it. I was like, yeah, nice, aluminum free, natural deodorant.
Same.
I put it on. I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
It's just awful.
With the clothes on, it didn't really hit me. But then like at night when I would get in bed and I'd be like all like ready to watch some fucking TV. And I'm like, who stinks? I'm like, I'm the only one within 300 feet. Yeah. I'm like, is there an alien in here? I'm like, no, it's just fucking,
yeah,
it's just Robbie.
It's
yeah.
weird they haven't figured that out.
I don't, I got one. There's one called like unarmored or some shit that actually,
that does
it.
Works.
That works.
Smell
but
crazy.
The other ones, it's like, you're just like, and it's like, it like burns in your, it's a very
yeah,
weird
it's
thing.
It's messed up. It's wrong. Yeah. Your body's being like, dude, this isn't it. Get
mm-hmm.
this off of us.
Mm-hmm. yeah. Pushing it.
Yeah.
yeah
get
yeah.
this out of here.
Yeah. You gotta listen to your body.
True.
So this thing right here, this is a cup that throughout the show, we just have random questions in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the show, we'll ask you if you want to throw a question in there. And then we pick it out a later day and you never know what it's going to say or whatever. So if you want to grab
okay.
one and see what we got going today.
Do I read it right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll probably be like shorthand, but you try and read it and I'll let you know what it really.
Who is your fave person to hang with?
Who's your favorite person on earth? When we talk, your husband would be the guy in the room, huh? Is that your favorite person?
Cutter's my favorite person to hang out with.
Yeah,
yes.
That's why you married him.
Mm-hmm.
Is this another question that's going to get you in trouble?
Yeah, stuff with my wife. My wife aside, obviously.
Yes,
well.
Let's say wife aside.
I like hanging out with my wife. We have a good time, though, for real. We have a good time. Especially when it's just us and we're hanging out.
Yeah.
We do have a very good time. Honestly, I don't know. I'm a bad favorites person, though. I really am. I'm like, when it comes to like who's my very favorite person, it's like, I like to hang out with my wife. I like to hang out with Shane. I like to hang out with my family, my friend. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's like, I can't. Like,
I get it.
There's not a person I'm like, yes, finally we get to hang. Like my friend came and visited me. It was my best friend growing up, and I hadn't seen him for like years. And we got together recently, came and visited, and I had a blast. But there's not really a part of me that's like, this is my favorite person.
Right.
I don't really
right.
have that. Honestly.
Yeah. There's just, I feel like for me with like you know. we talked about, oh, like always being on guard and like always having that fight thing. Like my best friend, whenever I get that way, he laughs. So it lets me know like, oh, I'm doing that thing and yeah. I need to chill. So it's like, I feel very chill with him, but then we also will laugh at like, he's my best friend, has been my best friend since I was six. And he's definitely my favorite. Like it's, there's a clear.
That makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. Where I'm like, oh, because he knows that I'm, you know, where other people, I think they're like, oh, Rob's doing, you know, Rob's getting defensive or Rob's doing whatever, where he's just, he'll be like, ah, and like point at me and laugh. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm doing the fucking.
He can disarm you.
Totally. Yeah.
No, that makes sense. Yes. I have like two older brothers, a little brother. I have like so many people. That it's like, it's hard to be like, this is my favorite person to hang out with.
That Baby
like,
Billy?
Baby Billy. Love hanging out with Baby Billy.
Those episodes are the fucking best, dude.
They are. Baby Billy. Really, honestly, like hanging out by myself. That's like my favorite thing, to just like spend time
really
with myself.
That's really healthy.
I love it. My wife thinks it's unhealthy.
Really?
She's like, you hang out with yourself. You just want to be by yourself all the time. It's like, yeah, it's rules.
See, I love hanging out with myself until I say I love hanging out with myself. Then I'm like, you're a dick.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, and then just that coming out of my mouth, I'm like, you loser. You shouldn't see. You're not the best.
You're just content with it. No, I actually get a little annoyed at my husband because I like being by myself a lot too. Mm-hmm. I need it. Yeah. I don't even just like it. Like, I need it. I need to be alone. I need to kind of... I'm a people per... What do they call it? Like introverted extroverts or whatever?
Yeah.
I just like need a break from the energy. And he just will... He can't help himself. He has to come in... Like I went upstairs today to do like my physical therapy like for some peace and like put a podcast on. And 10 minutes later, I hear him up the step. I'm like,
ah. Hey, what are you doing?
And he literally just stands there and he's like, hi.
Yeah, like, or even worse, he'll tell you something you're doing is wrong. You know, he's like, it'd be easier if you put your foot.
Oh, that's always too.
And he's always doing that shit. The reason we sit over here is because when we had a guest, it was just because she used to sit there and I would sit here. And then Cutter hits me up one day. He's like, I think Jamie should sit on the other side. I'm like, okay, dude.
He's the weirdest person you ever meet.
He's right, though, for the shot. He was totally right.
That's why it's annoying, because he's always actually right.
Yeah, except when it comes to sports betting, he's awful.
He's bad at that.
Oh my god, he's terrible. We share like a note. Oh,
is
Jamie,
he losing and not telling me?
I help him out very much.
Is he
much.
Doing bad? He actually, I have
every
not
guy's asked. Doing bad.
He almost won $1 million.
So what there was the a, bet? I think there was like a 1,700 person. Oh no, was it like 10,000 people?
Yeah.
Like you create a lineup. First place gets $1 million. And he was in 10th place and like. If there were like two plays that if it didn't happen and we were sitting there watching it in the late
place.
Game, it was unreal. $1 million.
But yeah, how is he doing this season?
No, he's doing good, but he'll... So here's how our gambling shit goes, right? Like I'll be like, okay, I listened to 8 hours of podcast this week. The best gamblers in the world are saying they're going with this. They think this is going to happen. And he's like, he'll be like, oh, the valet guy at dinner last night told me to take the Bills. I'm like, what, dude? Like, and we have a shared notes thing. And he'll write in the notes, like, something like that. I'm like, dude, I'm giving you, like, Steve Fezzik, greatest sports gambler in the world. I give him the stats, everything. And then he's like, you know, the guy who cuts the lawn said to fucking take the over. I'm like, dude, how could you? So I have to, like, talk him down. But then, you know, he's doing great.
I'm glad he has you.
Yeah, you don't have to worry.
He almost won $1 million.
Yeah, that was a lucky. That was lucky. Although now my kids, because I have two little boys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they love it.
They're 10 and 6. Every Sunday morning, Dad, can I make a lineup? Dad, can I make a lineup?
Oh, that's awesome.
But then when he's trying
to
chill.
Yeah, I mean, true.
We have a whole standings on our refrigerator of like who's won the most lineups each week.
And when he's trying to chill and just like watch football at the end of the night, when it's like a big moment for him, they'll be like, how's my lineup doing? And it's like, you know, he has like $1 million thing and they're like, their fake lineup, like, and he's like, okay. And
my 10-year-old does pretty well, though.
Really?
Yeah, Bo does good.
Yeah.
Bo makes good lineups.
You all have your weeks where, like, you know, someone's doing good.
I won once. Yeah, I won one week. I did.
I think maybe it keeps it a little bit better, too, because I know you can, like, pick, like, you make a bunch of little bets for fun rather than being, like, give me $500 on the Miami Dolphins. Right. That's where I always, like, people get, like, spun out on it, but
yeah,
it's
so like
bucks here, that'd be fun.
Like, DraftKings in New York, you can make a lot. Like my brother will make a $3 parlay to win like $20,000.
Which
you know what
fun,
I mean?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, because it's like, oh, I didn't even. You're not gonna remember that fucking
$3
or whatever.
Yeah, you're not
but,
calling like a guy being like, I need $1,000, and he's like, where are you right now?
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, like, and you're trying, and then you get in the hole. Like, because what's cool is they make you put the money on, and then you see how much you have, and then you know when it's going down. Where like when you had a bookie. It used to be like, you'd see your number, he'd be like, yeah, you're down 1,200. And then people would be like, oh, I'm going to make a $1,200 bet now and try and go double or nothing. Yeah. And then they're in the fucking hole.
Just try to get his voicemail real quick. Be like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
There's stories of like, you know, like Artie Lang has great stories of how he used to like, the like the newspaper would somehow, I forget how it was, but there was like the paper, like he would put up the lines for the wrong day and he knew all the fucking, all the scores already. So he was making these bets that they knew the fucking outcome to. And then the guy like was like a serious bookie in Jersey and was like, finally figured it out. And that, like, it was like some beef. Like,
ooh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I tried to be a bookie in college and then I didn't watch the games. So I just didn't know what was going on.
You didn't keep track of the bets.
No. I woke up to a bunch of voicemails. Be like, I'm doubling down right now. And it was all my friends, and eventually I was like, you guys are all absolved of your gambling debts.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
I couldn't pay attention to the
no
games.
No one won.
It was just too stressful.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
It was so much work, and I was like watching this game and that game, and I'm like, wait, what about this one? And I was just like,
no.
I'll check the scores tomorrow. And they, all they did, they just would double call me, like, put it on this, put it on that. And eventually I was just like, I'm not going to. They were like my friends. I'm not going to be like, you owe me $400 now.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, guys, let's just forget all about this, all right?
You tried.
I tried.
You tried.
Tried my best. They tried their best.
Yeah.
And you were selling... You were selling fucking weed, yeah, everything
in
back
college,
in the day,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, in college, that was my go-to.
You would have been my guy, dude. I was 15 perks a day guy.
Oh, were you really?
For a long, yikes. Now I'm over 10 years, nothing.
What years was that?
So from 12 to 28, I was drinking, smoking weed, all that stuff. But the pills really was like 18 to 28.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Really
they were nasty,
was.
Man. I didn't know. My problem was I never really did them. I like tried Percocets, but I never, like... I had a friend who was real into them. When I got my wisdom teeth out, he was like, let me buy your wisdom teeth stuff off of you. And I was like, because we were all doing like construction. I was like, he's like, $200. I was like, dude, deal.
Yeah.
So I just got them. I just soldiered through my wisdom teeth. I was like, yeah, you can have these. I'm like, why do you even want these things? And he explained it to me. And that's how I started. Like, I was living in Philly at the time of college. And I started like going through my weird little networks of like the bars I was drinking at. And I was,
yeah.
And I just ended up finding like thousands of hydrocodones and all this stuff.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
It was bad. It was true. I feel bad about it. I really do. Because I didn't know they were like that bad. And then once I saw how
nobody
people
did.
Were reacting on them, I was like, eesh, this isn't bad.
Yeah.
And I stuck to selling weed for the next 15
so
years.
So then how'd you get into comedy?
I just started doing it. I was like sitting there with my friends and I'd always would watch it when I was little. And I'm like, I could do that. And then I was hanging outside. We were like just smoking weed with my friends the night after going out and just, you know, bullshitting. And everyone was laughing, and I was like, I'm going to try an open mic. And then I just tried one, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll just do this now.
Wow.
That's the most Philly guy ever. That's the most Philly guy thing ever. You're watching, you're like, I could fucking do that. Like, you know, like every Philly guy about every single thing.
But
like,
know,
I could fucking do that.
My husband grew up in Philly for a little while, and he is not a Philly guy.
He grew up the first
10 years of
his
life.
He's such a Cali boy. Sometimes I even forget, and we're talking, and I'm like.
His dad played for the Phillies
for
a couple of years, so he lived there the first 10 years of his life, and then he moved out to California.
He got out just before it fully transforms you into an absolute piece of garbage.
Those
final 6 years. No, yeah. But
dude,
no,
going to like Giants, Eagles games growing up, it's a whole other game.
It is. I love it.
Dude, I used to go, me and my friend would cut lawns, and the lady we were cutting her grass for, she had season tickets to the Baltimore Ravens. So I remember we would go to Eagles games. We went to a Ravens game, and we're like, what is this? People would for real be like, nice try, man.
Go ahead.
I was what?
Yeah.
You should be furious
like, you're
at
not
this
mad
guy.
At them? Yeah. There's something about like an East Coast like aggression, though, that I just love. Like when you grow up around it, it's familiar and it feels like cozy.
Dude, every time my dad gets a phone call, like when he's at work, my dad and his brothers, they all do demolition. And like anytime you're working with them, doesn't matter who it is. Someone calls him, he goes, Jesus fucking Christ. And then it's like, for no reason. It's like, dude, just answer your phone. He goes like, God damn it.
Yeah.
He picks his phone. He's like, hello.
Yeah.
Like, dude, what is this fast?
I still feel that way when people call. I get so upset.
Jesus Christ.
What do they want?
Or when like the end of having a house phone, which is like, I can't have this thing anymore. Like when it would just ring and you're like, this is out of control. Like the cell phone, at least you could be like, you know what? This is on silent.
Yeah.
It's like that ringing in my house. I don't,
just piercing.
Yeah. It's like, get
the
fuck out
they're
of
now,
here.
My parents held on to landlines for a long time.
So did I.
It was just scammers. It just became
bill collectors.
Oh, nonstop.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
crazy.
My mom.
Yeah,
my mom, my grandma, and scammers.
Even the Donamos. Like the only thing funnier than Donamos is Domino's in the Philly accent. It's like Donamos. Like that is so funny. There was a bit on his fucking podcast.
So every Friday was pizza night. And that's the thing too. You don't have anywhere else. Like every Friday, we all eat pizza.
Where
like my friend is from that area. My friend Wes, and he moved out to California, and he's like. Dude, pizza night's not a thing on the West Coast. Nobody eats pizza every Friday anywhere.
Right, yeah.
So we would get like So we'd all be playing, me and all my cousins would be out in the driveway playing, and like one of our, we'd like here, his parents would get pizza, my parents would get pizza. So we'd all just be sitting there, and the Domino's truck would come up, or the car would come up, and it would just be like literally 16 kids be like, Domino's! Just like chasing, like just like a cargo cult in the Pacific. We'd all be like, just like chase this thing. And they'd be like, what the fuck?
It's my favorite, dude.
Domino's!
And it's funny that like, you know, people could sit and fucking write jokes all day, and like the funniest thing is a bunch of 9-year-old kids doing what they do, just being like fucking Donamos. Like, I don't know why that is so.
Yeah, my little cousin mispronouncing instead of Domino's, he'd be like, Donamos! And we'd all just run in and start crushing pizzas. Then we'd go to his house, crush pizza, and then like, my mom's getting pizza, we'll go get pizza over there. And it was just like the best.
Friday night pizza. I got to start doing that and have that be like the thing again. That's what was us too growing up.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday. I mean, it's
ours was Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut's not bad. We were Domino's. Pizza Hut, a lot of people like Pizza Hut.
I love Pizza Hut. He hates on me for it.
I think Domino's is superior.
Okay.
Pizza Hut, I'm like, it's part of the Yum Foods brand, KFC, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell. It's all right. I think Domino's, but I'm the minority though. Everyone, I've met a lot of people are like, no, it's Pizza Hut. Crushes Domino's. And I'm kind of like, eh.
I think that the problem with me is like when I was younger, there were Domino's I liked, but like you'd go somewhere. Like I used to go to Atlantic City a lot, and it'd be like 1 a.m. They'd be like, the only thing open is fucking Domino's. I'd be like, all right, fucking fire off, let's go.
Yeah.
And it would be the most disgusting food.
It can be bad.
I've ever seen.
It can be brutal.
I've never had a bad Pizza Hut.
It's standardized.
My first commercial ever, 6 years old, Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pizza Hut, first one. Yeah.
Still riding for Domino's, dude. That's what's up. Domino's can be gross. That's the thing. You can catch a nasty Domino's.
Horrible. Like, you know what it almost feels like sometimes? Like a frozen pizza that they didn't cook. They just let it sit out. Like someone took a frozen pizza out, let it sit there for 5 hours and defrost, and they were like, yeah, go ahead, have a slice.
Yeah.
It's so bad. And that turned me off to all, because when I was young, it used to be thin crust, Domino's, bacon, pepperoni, once a week, once or whatever. Like
bacon.
They would extra well done that bacon at Domino's so every fucking time. The problem was crunchy.
Every Domino's is run by like a 40-year-old dude about to have a midlife crisis.
Right.
So every Domino's chain is like a tragedy that just quietly comes up and has like a peak experience, and then it just crashes.
That would be a great TV show. Every episode is just another chain, another guy.
Yeah, it just gets caught having sex with like a 17-year-old employee. The whole franchise. Someone's like, this pizza sucks now.
Yeah, waking up every morning with sweat coming down, putting on the visor. And
you
just
can tell,
fucking
you can tell
in
when
the
franchisee lost their kids. You can bite in. You're like,
I know.
Lost custody.
It's taking a turn.
My bacon's floppy.
That's how every episode starts. It's a guy just taking a bite of pizza, and then he sees the whole life story through the bite. Yeah. It's just boom, like boom.
We're
right
on to something, guys.
He hit a family in the Domino's car. We're suing you for everything you have. Yeah, it's a... Pizza Hut, Pizza Hut was too, like, polished for me. It was too much of, like, a... It's like McDonald's. It was the same thing every time. And honestly,
which is a little suspicious.
It is. Well, we could never have it. My mom was like a health nut growing up. So like she, for some reason, was like Domino's passed her sniff test. But like Pizza Hut, she was like, no, that's unhealthy.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, my mom was a super health nut growing up.
Which means what? What else was like healthy in your house?
No sugar cereal. She would like no count chocolate, but we'd have Berry Kix. And that was a treat. So usually it would just be like Cheerios, Corn Flakes.
Plain Cheerios.
Yeah. She would be like, if you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. So if she could read the ingredients and she couldn't pronounce anything, she'd be like...
She was ahead of her time.
Way ahead of her time. She had a gluten allergy in the 70s. Way ahead of her time.
Wow.
So she's legit.
Good for her.
Self-diagnosed for like a book her sister gave her. She was like, yeah, I think I have that.
That's hard to do in that age too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard to do now and everybody talks about it.
Back then, people would punch you for that. They'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, so you had a shitty pantry. I did too.
Yeah.
There was potatoes and plain Cheerios.
Yeah, that's
a reason why my pantry is tricked the fuck out now.
Sometimes I go in your pantry just to chill.
But I have like the healthier versions of things. I definitely like
Walk me through what's in the pantry.
We've got so I'm for lunches and snacks for my kids. So we have bear rolls, which is like fruit rolls, but it's only made from fruit. We have some applesauces. We have pirate's booty. We have this
pistachios always.
Some dried fruit. Only cereal we get is from Cascadian Farms.
Okay, nice.
But we have like the cinnamon crunch one for the weekends. The kids only are allowed dessert on Fridays and Saturdays, and that's usually just ice cream.
That's not bad.
No.
And I need to get you discipline. I use that excuse all the time. What is that?
Who chocolate?
Yeah,
you know
Kitchen?
That brand? Hugh. H-U.
They're great.
Oh, yes. I love that.
Very good.
I had a problem with that stuff. I have to stop.
Me too. Either. Chocolate cashews. I got so addicted with the vanilla bean.
That bar goes down like real quick. Dude, like a whole bar.
I was eating. I was like, because I was using them as like a, almost like a little like mental boost for podcasts. And I just started eating, like crushing those bars every 2 days. I actually started like breaking out because I started eating so much chocolate.
You were developing an allergy.
Well, I think I was. I had started getting like acne on my stomach. And I was like, I don't know what this is from. I was like, I think it's. My wife was like, it's the chocolate. I was like, no, it's not. And then I stopped eating it and it cleared up.
You're looking at your belly while you're eating the chocolate. But I don't know what this is.
I was eating it so much.
I get it, though. It's so good.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah.
I'll be back on it for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, man, we really appreciate you coming. That's an episode,
that's it?
Man.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it goes by fast, Eric.
Yeah, I'll come by anytime you guys want.
Thank you so much. I know. You're an Austin guy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you guys. It's a pleasure.
Really appreciate
guys,
it. Thanks for coming on.
Let's be friends, dude. Let's hang out for real. Let's
share. Yeah.
Or we could make plans to hang out and never do it.
That'll be nice, too. That'll be nice. We'll text about it all the time. We'll just be like, bro, that'd be so sick.
Yeah.
You can come crash one of our dinners. We do. You like sushi?
I love sushi.
Come do our sushi nights. Rob will be the fifth wheel.
We got a
He's usually the third wheel. He can be the fifth.
We got a good. I do all the ordering.
He orders for us.
Yeah,
it's great.
It just comes. Just
that's awesome.
Fucking awesome. Yeah. Sushi night.
Awesome.
All right.
All right. That's a nap. Guys.